Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Valentainment.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Susie going toe to Tobin.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the lovely and talented Ronnie Karam from Rose Prick's Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello.
Howdy doody.
How you doing, baby?
You know, just ready to jump into 2019.
Well, I would just like everyone to know that you've hurt my feelings.
So, today we're going to spend some special time focusing on the trailer that came out right before Christmas of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But before we do that, it is 2019. And we are going to be going all around the country with our podcast. We got a show coming up in Dallas next month. You got to go get tickets for that while you still can. We've got shows in Irvine, California, right in Orange County. We have shows Arizona. So Arizona's going to be in April. Washington, D.C. is in April. Boston's in April. We have Just for Laughs in Vancouver. That is next month. Go to watchcrappens.com. That's where you'll find ticket links to all these shows. You'll get all the information you could possibly need. Come to the shows. They're an amazing experience. Everyone has a fun time. If you're worried about going solo, don't worry about it. You will make friends. We guarantee it. It's just a super, super fun time. So go do that. You're gonna really, really have a blast.
Yes, and now it's the first of the year, and we've been holding off on this Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recap. Because, you know, we just wanted to wait till 2019. Also, we wanted a break. And, yeah. You know, it's like nice to lump these old hags in with the same new year. New year, same hags. Well, there's one newbie, which is Denise Richards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what to think yet. Denise, haven't watched a preview yet. I'm watching it in this play-by-play, this very special play-by-play episode. Or not play-by-play. Why did I say that? That's a TV show on Bravo.
Yeah.
This special shot-by-shot.
Shot-by-shot dissection of the trailer. I have the trailer up on my screen right here. And before we even start, the very first shot is the group of women. And we see Kyle Richards is right in the middle. She's got the center diamond, which is pretty bold. That's a statement unto itself, because I'm pretty sure that Lisa is the one who always gets the center diamond.
Yeah, they've turned on Lisa. She's done for, okay? Yeah. I mean, I don't see any other way around it. They didn't even let her split it, which, you know.
Yeah.
I think that they should have passed that diamond. I just don't like that Kyle gets it. But I guess that she would be the only other OG, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she got new teeth, so she should be allowed to show them off. Although, so and new Lisa. Hair. Yeah.
So yeah, Lisa and Kyle, you can tell, are going to hate each other because they both have competing teeth.
Yeah.
They have, new teeth.
Yeah. Each one of them was, ready to start the season with, look at my teeth. We're going on my teeth journey. And then Kyle's like, look at my teeth. We're going on my teeth journey. And now there's an issue.
Yeah, it's supposed to be my teeth journey, Lisa.
So a few – I'm just looking right now. Starting with Teddy, Teddy's all the way at the end on the left. She's holding her diamond up. But the way her dress is designed is that it actually looks like she's hoisting up a giant, Starbucks – latte with her hands. Do you see that?
Bless Teddy's heart. Yeah, she looks like she's trying not to spill soup. And then everyone's smiling, even Erica Jane. Erica Jane's like, hi, I'm Erica Jane.
Yeah, Erica Jane looks uncomfortable. She's like, I don't know what I'm doing right here. I don't give a fuck.
I've never smiled before. What am I supposed to do with this bullshit? I don't give a fuck.
And I think then, what's bullshit is putting Erica Jane right next to Kyle. I think that's a spot that Lisa Rinna deserves.
Yeah, Lisa Rinna's still Lisa Rinna's still paying penance because last year she was like, I'm not doing anything until I get more money. My storyline's gonna be that I'm a manager of a rat that's in my walls. Give me a raise. So I guess they gave her a raise because apparently this year she's bringing it. But right now she's paying penance by being stuck next to Teddy.
Next to Teddy. I mean, it's funny because it's like they all have diamonds, then Teddy has like a frappuccino. You know, they're like, we ran out, so can you hold this instead?
And then Dorit is like, I don't have new teeth, and I'm not going to open my mouth now. So she's got a closed mouth. And then Denise Richards is like, hey, I'm Denise Richards. I don't know. She's like so happy.
She looks like she just found the diamond on the ground. It's like, oh my God, I found this diamond.
And Lisa Rinna is not smiling at all. Yeah, she's like, what the fuck am I even doing here? Fuck this.
That's exactly what her face is like. What am I doing here? Why am I holding this diamond? Did you look at Lisa Vanderpump? She's not even wearing maroon or purple.
Why am I standing in a green screen next to Lisa Vanderpump? Hey, why did you guys make my hair a rectangle? Why do I have a rectangle head? It's crazy. Who can think with a square brain?
So,
oh my God, I forgot how invigorating it is to laugh like Lisa Rinna.
Yeah. Now, why is it that the sunglasses...
Feel amazing.
Why are the sunglasses on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills logo, why is the RH reversed?
That's new, right?
I don't know. I think the sunglasses have been there, but I feel like shouldn't the R... Why are we seeing a mirror image? Was this a clip art that was flipped horizontally?
I think so, and now it looks like, now that it's backwards, it looks like it's HR, right? Which is like someone's getting fired.
Yeah.
Someone's called to HR. The sunglasses have called somebody to HR. Beverly Beach has called you to the office.
Maybe these are sunglasses you're supposed to look at when you're looking at yourself in the mirror. Maybe if you're taking a selfie or something, it's like it'll read as like a proper Real Housewife instead of HR.
When I've got these glasses on, I've got new teeth. When I've got them off, I don't have new teeth, Lisa.
Guys, these new glasses are from Beverly Beach. We put two B's on them, and we put them backwards so you can see them in the mirror, but then we chain the B's with an R and an H. Guys.
All right, so shall we move on to the first shot?
All right, ready? I'm going to do a countdown. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
This season on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills,
someone is hell-bent on getting this Dorit story out there.
They're all trying to make me feel like I'm a terrible person.
Okay.
All right. God. Wow. Oh, my God. Okay, so the first thing we see is a big tabloid splash on OK Magazine. Mm-hmm. Lisa at war with Dorit after she dumps rescue dog. It has really strained their relationship. A source revealed whose name is not Pisa Panda Poomp. An insider told Radar that the doggy drama was a hot topic at something or other.
At castmate Denise Richards' wedding.
Last wherever.
And then the next one. Oh, it's the same shot. And then we go to another headline. Bitter betrayal from All About the Tea. Hey, it says, she's done. Lisa blocks Kyle. I have made an effort, emails and text messages, and, you know, I don't know what else to do. As far as I'm concerned, the ball's in her court. I don't want to get myself in trouble here, Kyle Richards told Us Weekly.
And then they, like, do an x-ray filter on their faces, and yikes, wow.
Yeah.
There's some things you don't need an x-ray on, you know what I mean? It's infected.
Yeah. Right? And then they, like, load up some, like, very basic font, like, some simple, like, off-brand Helvetica, and it goes, the real story is even more crazy, epic, unbelievable, shocking. And what's sad is that it's not sad, but, like, where it says unbelievable, clearly unbelievable was too wide, so they had to squish it, so, like, unbelievable is just, like, it's, like, obviously squished, like someone can like squeezed in the text box.
Yeah, they're like, guys, what's another word for incredible? We need something shorter. It's like, just run with it. Run. The story must get to presses.
Hey, can we get Sandra, the seventh grader, to come do our titles for this trailer? Thanks. Okay, girl. Okay, you just sit here, and then we're going to give you some words. Just make them fit. We don't care. And use whatever fun fonts you want to do in colors.
And then we hear Lisa say, "They're trying to make me look like a horrible person." I'm like, who? The people who use the pictures for this article? Because they really make her look like Cruella DeVille. Like, they picked a picture where she's obviously at a reunion mid-burp and posted that.
Yeah. And then where the font says shocking, if you scroll forward slowly, it's because shocking is also a little condensed. But then all of a sudden, shocking starts to extend itself and zoom forward. And then it comes really close and then it scrolls by to the left.
Shocking.
Okay, I'm going to start with this shot of it's Teddy looking aghast. Ready?
Yeah.
It's a potent little clip.
So it's clips of all the ladies looking shocked.
It's like a murder mystery.
Yeah, Teddy's wearing Lala Kent hoopies.
Yeah. Well, now that her brother's gonna be working as Sir, maybe she's picked up some tips through the grapevine. Hello, Ronnie, are you still there?
I hit my mute button. I'm so sorry. I wasn't even coughing. But I don't know. Maybe I was expecting to cough.
You were, but I didn't. You were just in such shock about Teddy's earrings.
Yeah. I was like, I'm out of here. Yeah. I can't read Teddy's face through her earrings.
Yeah.
So Teddy's looking like shocked or happy, or maybe she's yawning. Like, I don't know with Teddy. I don't know what she's feeling.
I'm Teddy. And Lisa Rinna is sitting at a table somewhere. She's just looking up the side, being like, oh, yeah, baby. Wait till you hear what I got to say about you, baby. Own it, baby.
Just when you thought I couldn't come up with another way to wear leopard print, it's a blazer. I win.
She secretly has big hoops, too, but they're being, like, hidden by the classic Rinna
hair. Yeah, Rinna's wig is looking crazy. I don't know if she's trying to grow it out. She's going through an odd phase with her hair. Mm-hmm. She's going through kind of a Rod Stewart kind of phase with her hair.
And then you have Lisa. We now see Lisa Vanderpump, who is just like looking up like, oh, woe is me. I'm in mourning. That's why I'm not wearing pink. Instead, I'm wearing golden green.
Sequins. You can bring down my face, but you can't bring down my sequins. Dorit! Okay, so she's sighing, which I think is Lisa's basic move for the entire season. It's going to be... do we have to talk about this again, Eileen?
Yeah.
Eileen, they're going to bring back Eileen. They're so anti-Vanderpump this year. They're just going to bring back Eileen to be like, don't you think you owe me an apology, Lisa?
Yeah. I would be for it. Like, it's just a little weird, a little icky that you didn't apologize ever. You know, I've been off for the past two seasons, you know, shitting my brains out ever since Montezuma's Revenge. But it's a little icky. I think what's even ickier than my shitting is you never apologize to me.
The next shot is the return of a character that I have been waiting for since season one, and that is asshole Kyle. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, bitch, Kyle's been an asshole, but... Bitchy Kyle. I mean, this look she's giving Dorit. Okay, she's wearing a top ponytail, and which, you know, her like charo hair, which is ridiculous. Yeah. And then she's also wearing giant hoops.
That look like they're bladed.
Yeah, bladed, is that a thing? They're dangling. They're dangled.
But I know they're dangly, but they sort of also look like they could be barbed wire. You know, like barbed wire hoops have that, they got those like things in them.
Yes.
She's ready to injure someone.
She has the face of a Disney villain.
Yeah.
And normally they shoot these women with really bright lights. So really all you see is eyes and lips and nostrils. But for some reason they're not. So she looks like an older telenovela star, you know, who's going to start yelling. And then if you look down, so welcome back, bitch Kyle. And then if you look down, she's wearing like a Mexican type top, like a flamenco dancer top.
Yeah.
And you can see her body glitter sweating.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ooh, this is an interesting Kyle.
She's mad. And then the next shot, this is the real money shot. It's Dorit sitting at a table just like, ah! She just bends back, aghast. It's like, I think she just saw one of those things where when you put, like, the little towelette in the water and it expands, she's like, guys, it's growing, guys.
Have you ever seen these little pills that you put in water and they turn into little dinosaurs?
I thought dinosaurs were extinct, guys. Bubbly.
I love beginning a season where nobody has any idea why I'm talking like that for Dorit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So... Right, and everyone is trying to figure out, why is Ben's Dorit so different from Ronnie's Dorit? Because we have two Dorits.
Ben's Dorit is actual Dorit. I think he sounds just like her.
Guys.
And I just like her million accents. So I just try and put as many accents and kind of use Miss Doubtfire to serve it to you.
I really hope that Dorit goes and buys a new car so that way we can have this scene once again.
Young ladies! Yeah! Welcome to June.
Or maybe she can have one of these moments too.
Agent, my lovey-dovey.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And then, of course, I'm hoping the cameras are rolling for Jagger's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
It's all about that soft clap at the end.
Oh, my God. So yeah, she's doing like her trademark Dorit and leaning back in her chair with her face all crazy. It's amazing.
And I feel like her strap has some sort of like, I don't know what sort of detailing you call that. It's sort of like negligee-ish or I don't know, lacy. It sort of looks like a giant caterpillar was flattened by a tire and then used to hold up her dress.
Oh, Dorit.
She's like, I died for fashion.
Okay, so let's move to the next.
I'm going to start from this. We're starting this big white screen, okay? The screen turns white. Okay, ready? Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
It's our very own private island.
I ended on Rinna. After Rinna did her thing. Okay, so...
With her legs wide open?
Yes, so let's see what we...
Look
what
at her face in that shot. Jesus Christ, the lights are blinking on and off. Look, oh my God, this shot is terrifying. Lisa falls back on some couch and spreads her legs and... You can see, you know, everything. And her,
look
at this shot.
That's amazing.
This is going to haunt Lisa Rinna forever. And guess what? I'm going to be the ghost to do it.
Oh my goodness. This.
I'm sending this to her.
I just texted it to you. Even though you're looking at it, I wanted to text it to you. To make sure that we're looking at the same thing.
I sent this to her and I said, Christmas cards.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay. So back to the beginning of the white screen.
First we see Ken popping champagne at Vanderpump Dogs, I imagine. So all of, like the dogs.
Oh, I thought
like...
it was a trophy store.
No, it looks it like Vanderpump that. It's Vanderpump Dogs. Yeah. There would never be anywhere that, other than Vanderpump Dogs. There are a bunch of tea cakes out that I'm assuming Pandy put out there. Poor Pandora.
Oh yeah, there are a lot of little tea cakes and macaron.
There's champagne going everywhere. There's some little dog that's terrified. I feel like this is not professional behavior by Ken.
It's really not. And guess who has to pay for that? The volunteers. Because you know Lisa don't pay people.
Yeah. It's like, wasn't Raquel volunteering there last season? Cleaning up the shit?
Yeah, they get a bunch of dum-dums to... She's like, would you like to be on reality television? Well, here is your audition. Clean up some poo-poo and maybe Andy Cohen will stop by for a new doggy dog.
And then we have a shot of... Now we have Kyle is like speeding down the road with her daughter.
What is this, like a Porsche go-kart type thing? I hate Kyle. Like honestly, I can't with Kyle.
You know what I don't like? I don't like Kyle and Mauricio, like their fascination with speeding in sports cars with their children.
Yeah, I don't understand and this that. One has no doors. This is like a little golf cart type of thing, but it looks like a...
It's stupid. It's actually it's an aggressively stupid car that probably costs like $100,000, and first of all, it doesn't even have four wheels. Okay, it's like a shit version of a Christopher Nolan Batmobile.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It's a stupid car.
It looks like a bumper car, kind of, which is fitting, because if I saw her, I would like want to try and run her off the road and like slam her into a rail.
I feel like they should be I feel like there should be helmets involved. I feel like are they wearing seatbelts? I'm going to double check that they're wearing seatbelts. You know, I have to say,
they are.
It's just blends in the outfit. Kyle wore an outfit that's like seatbelt blend in friendly.
Well, welcome to Kyle's dress. Welcome to Kyle's wardrobe. Okay.
Yeah. She always wants to have a she bases her looks on what sort of seatbelts she'll be encountering during the day. What sort of safety devices she'll have to endure.
I'm impressed though. She knew she was gonna get a close up of her hands and she didn't put a gigantic diamond. Because usually Kyle's money forward. She's like, look, it's a sack of money.
Yeah, that's true. Hello, this is Lisa Rinna. We have an ad coming up, so you better listen to it, baby. So then we see like a boat, and we see a bunch of the women doing like a chorus line. There's Rinna.
That's how I would be a Rockette, laying down.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's Rinna, it's Camille, and then it just goes to anonymous ladies.
Yeah, some kind of vacation someplace somewhere. And then
there's like a tennis ball in the back staring at them confused.
Oh, let me see that. Oh my God, she is. Who is that?
I don't know. Joyce Tennis Ball.
Who's that odd lady back there?
She's the heir to the Wilson dynasty.
Jesus. Well, she's not going to get run down in a crosswalk. That's some bright colors.
She'll never. So we see just more like, I'm assuming that's like the Caribbean or something. And then we see a shot of Erica Jane being hoisted by her gaze at a performance.
Yes.
Like standard.
Yeah, standard. Did you by any chance see that Kenya commented on Erica's post? Erica had a post. It's like, look at me, pretty much. Look at me walk around slowly and pretend to sing. And then under Kenya wrote, so bad, not even funny. Damn, yeah. Kenya.
I think she meant that as like, you're a badass bitch. I don't think it was not shade. I think it was it was agreed upon by the internet that Kenya was not being shady.
Oh, I thought Kenya was like, I'm still here.
No,
Kenya.
No, she was. It was actually a complimentary moment for her.
Oh, okay, never mind. God, yes. I liked Kenya for a second. God, that felt so weird. I'm so glad you corrected that. Thank you.
I think some of these dancers go to my gym. Okay, there's Rinna.
Yeah,
someone's got to make a gif of Rinna doing like the windshield wipers their legs. That's just too amazing.
Okay, I will.
You do it.
Okay, I'll do it. Then is Dorit in her little bikini.
Yeah.
I guess this is a Beverly Beach.
Beverly Beach, guys. She's heavily contoured. It's like an aggressive contouring. I'm going to press play, okay?
Okay.
I'm Dorit. Do not call my swan a Can we get some more Rolexes on the rocks? No salt?
I love that Hanky hates Kyle. This has been my favorite running thing. My favorite running joke in this is that Hanky literally hates Kyle and tries to bite her every time he sees her. He like bites her cankles. It's hilarious.
Every single time. Well, maybe he's just like, I gotta strap on that seatbelt.
He hates Kyle.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And so this shot is Kyle running across Lisa's bridge because Hanky is trying to bite her cankle. He's like, wah!
It's like hates her. Hanky hates Kyle. Kyle is running
so
for her life.
Because we've heard that he tries to bite her, but this time we really see him try to bite her. It's so good.
Yeah. While Panky just is watching. You know, Panky's the one calling the shots. Panky's like, that bitch, she wants to destroy you. You should do something about it. Hanky's like, I will.
Oh, so good.
Then we get don't call my swan an asshole. Oh, and now we have the women. That's when Kyle says, give me a Rolex on the rocks, no salt. Pretty funny. They all appear to be sitting. They're all sitting at like a dinner having margaritas. I'm assuming this is in that tropical location we saw a bit of.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Damn it,
You muted yourself. See, he mutes himself.
Sorry, I still have this stupid cough. Maybe it's because my medicine is Marlboros.
Yeah.
Okay, what were you
probably
saying?
Do it. I was just making really uninteresting comments about locale they could possibly be in. I was like, I think they're in that tropical location. Guys, isn't our life enriched now? Kind of like looked at margaritas and light flowers and decided, they're in the tropics. Wow. We can all rest easily now.
Yeah, I think they are. I'll go with that.
Thanks. Okay, a plane's going to take off. 3, 2, 1.
A hot air balloon will be picking you up at noon.
Kyle's full of jokes, this trailer.
Luxury Kyle jokes. Doesn't really say it.
Only luxury jokes.
Okay, let me see back here. So they're on a PJ. I don't know who's. I'm assuming Private Erica Jane's.
Probably, because she seems to be standing like, I'm going to give a toast now. We're on Tom's jet, PJ, if you will.
I'm wearing diamond studs, light makeup, and a cream-colored jumpsuit, which means I'm Mrs. Janami to you.
Yeah, so far we can see Camille, Denise, Lisa Rinna, Teddy, and wait, there's a one person in the corner.
Teddy really does still have that look on her face, doesn't she? They're all cheersing with champagne, and Teddy's like, I'm Teddy, cheers.
Now, note that Denise Richards seems to have a different type of glass. Actually, it's not Denise. There's some other hand that's coming in with a different type of glass.
I think that's Teddy.
I'm Teddy. No.
I see what you're saying.
There are actually a few round glasses, I have to say. There are a few non-flutes.
Yeah, Kyle's the one who wears hats inside, so I would say Kyle.
Blame it on Kyle. Yeah, Teddy still has new girl look. Well, I know I'm the new girl here. No, it's your second season, Teddy.
And okay. Camille's like still trying to get on the show. She's like bounding over the seat. She's like,
So now
because
we see.
Guys, I'm here too. And Camille still didn't get her diamond. Poor thing.
I know.
I mean, the girl got remarried. Her house got burnt down. What does the woman have to do, people? Give her a diamond.
I know. So we see like the tropics. And then there's like this close up on boobs. Whose boobs do we think those are? I'm going to say Camille.
They're freckled. So who's got freckled boobs? I don't think
there's
Camille
like a touch
has
of red. They may actually not belong to anyone because there's a touch of red in that hair.
Oh, there is?
We'll keep an eye out
for it.
Feels
weird, like
suit.
Rewinding boobs.
You know, it might be. Is it Rinna? No.
I can't
it's not
tell.
Rinna. It's the case
who's
of the boobs.
The blue bathing suit. Oh, it's Camille. I think you were right because Camille
is
has
Camille
a blue bathing suit.
Yeah. Camille is the type that would have like a bathing suit that like is coming up to us be like, mwah. I'm an underwater.
A faceless Camille. Oh, who's this crazy face lady when they're cheersing margaritas?
Dorit?
With the glasses. Is that Rinna? No,
Rinna's
next to her.
Rinna and Dorit both have glasses on.
But then who's the other blonde? You know what?
That's
can't
Erica
have too
Jane.
Many blondes
it's Erica Jane, Rinna, and Dorit.
It's Erica Jane, Camille, Rinna, and that's Dorit?
Yeah, that's Dorit.
In the, like, 80s sweatband thing?
Yeah.
Oh, she's terrible. Okay. Then they go to Downton Abbey.
Yeah. This is now they're in Downton Abbey. This is, I guess, the France trip that Lisa chose not to go on. And in fact, if you see them all standing on the balcony, no Lisa. Although, I guess the whole cast isn't there either.
Yeah, a bunch of... Wait, is that the one?
Yeah, Lisa
there's
Vanderbilt
a lot of
didn't
people
go on
there.
The front.
2, 3, 4, 5... God... Are they already showing the end of the year trip? I thought it was the end of the year trip she didn't go on.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, they're already showing
the tropics one is probably like the early season trip. That's the one that's like, hey, so my dog has a trainer whose maid is from Jamaica. And I thought, let's go to Jamaica. And they're like, sure. The early season one is always so contrived. Well, they're usually contrived.
We haven't seen each other for a long time. Let's go to the tropics where Rocio was born.
Okay. So we see them walking through France and stuff.
Okay, so I'm going to start with Kyle.
Oh, they're probably in Hawaii for Camille's wedding. Is that where she got married?
Maybe it's Hawaii.
Yeah, they got married in Hawaii, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to start from Kyle in this doorway thing. Ready?
Yeah.
This really make you feel like you're in Europe.
We are in Europe, Doreen.
Hello. Dude's like, I must adjust my accent.
It almost makes you feel like having cheese in the place that they invented cheese, Italy.
I love the way they use euros here. It makes you totally feel like you're in Europe.
Finally, the land they invented the freedom fry.
Not as good as Honga Konga.
Honga Konga.
It is Europe to read. Classic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
This is it. It's official.
Yeah. Okay. So Camille, that was just a quick shot of Camille's wedding. So is Kyle some sort of bridesmaid? She looks like, is she like the woman of honor? First of all, she's wearing black, which I think
she's
is
wearing
aggressive...
black with a lace. A lace décolletage,
yeah,
cover or whatever, which is really weird. It's like an Italian funeral, which, I mean, it's Camille getting married again, you know.
She looks great, actually, but it's just, it seems very dark. And then she has a flower crown, and then she's wearing a clutch that says Mrs. Umansky.
Yes, I'm guessing Camille gives them all, like, purses with their name or something.
And I love the way Camille struts towards her wedding. She's like, she's doing the Camille strut, like, mwah. Here I come. MTV House of Dance.
I don't want these cheap towels at my wedding.
Okay, so I'm going to press play. Yeah! Denise Richards arrives.
All right, Denise Richards. My visuals of you and Aaron having sex are like right up there with my favorite porn.
It is my honor.
So that's Erica talking to Denise about that.
I love porn!
Yeah, Erica, we get it. Okay, so Denise, when she... she's in the water, and I guess they're like, do a wild things.
Yeah.
Exit from the water. So she does, and she's like walking all sexy, and then she kind of trips in the water, which is hopefully saying something about who Denise is going to be this year.
Yeah. And then Erica's wearing, in the next shot, Erica's wearing an apron to show her new single called Butter, Love, and Hard Work.
Butter, Love, and Hard Work. Gonna make you really twerk. Butter, Love, and Hard Work. I don't give a fuck.
And Denise Richards looks like she's barely retaining anything that Erica's saying. I don't even know what Erica's saying. Like, you and Aaron having sex is like my porn. Denise is just having Vietnam flashbacks to Charlie Sheen at this moment.
She's like, out syphilis. And then Dorit's kind of sitting behind them like, I'm here too, laughing along with you, lady. Isn't that funny? And no one's paying attention.
Yeah, Dorit's like, guys, I don't understand how many layers I'm supposed to wear today. I wore a t-shirt and something over the t-shirt, and now I have an apron. I'll laugh because I laugh, but it's very uncomfortable for me, guys.
I wear a t-shirt, a Beverly Beach bikini, and a Butter Love bikini over the other bikini. Apron bikini!
Beverly Kitchen. I'm wearing my...
So...
Yeah, the more I look back and forth of Denise and Dorit laughing, the clearer it becomes that they were not listening to Erica at all. And Erica's like looking at them like, you weren't listening to me at all, were you?
I said porn, Dorit. She's like, but I love corn! That's not what I said, Dorit.
Oh, well, I do love a sheep that's been shorn. No,
I said porn.
I'm sorry, you're feeling forlorn.
God damn it.
We're so stupid. Okay.
So
buddy.
Next up, Denise is getting married.
Yeah.
To someone who was way cuter 2 weeks before she got married to him. I don't know what she did to this guy, but there's before and after pictures you can look up on the internet. Some people just shouldn't grow facial hair.
Yeah. But I do support his bold choice to not brush his hair at all for his wedding.
Tom
Schwartz.
Yeah. They're like, you know what? This Old Navy, this is sponsored by Old Navy. And they're kissing in front of an infinity sign, but in this symbol, I mean, in this setting, it's just an overturned hate. Denise is like, I hate numbers. Turn over an 8 on his ass. Let's get married.
Yeah, it definitely looks like the 8 fell over. It was like a chambray 8 or whatever. Or ombre? Chambray? I don't remember.
Chambray.
I don't know, but I can't believe we're going to have to sit through 2 different weddings this season. That's really hard for me.
Well, you know, thankfully, they'll probably last as long as this preview. So.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'm going to press play.
I don't know why she's doing it so quickly.
Shotgun wedding. Keep her friends.
Shotgun wedding, Kyle Richards, how could you talk about guns at a time like this when I have dogs that need to be adopted?
Yeah,
your friends
so Kyle...
close, your enemies closer.
Hello, kitty cat.
Cheers, bitch.
Hey, girl.
Oh my goodness, Brandy Glanville.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, Brandy Glanville. She's walking back. in a wow. She looks like the leg in A Christmas Story that is turned into a lamp from the back.
She does. That is a really good observation.
She's wearing fishnets, a fishnet dress, and then I think she's taking out a rib or two to get this belt on because it's like two pieces of a Barbie doll put together, but like mm-hmm. different Barbie dolls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Different
Her skin
sizes.
Looks good. She has a giant pour of booze. She's cheersing to Denise Richards.
Oh my God, look at that glass of wine. Oh, I cannot believe I'm happy to see Brandy on TV.
I know. Isn't that so weird? It was so weird to be like, I got like excited to see Brandy Glanville.
Well, we loved her season one. She was good. And
season two even.
She just turned. She just turned in an ugly way. I didn't like it. And then when she admitted to making stuff up at the reunion just to be interesting, I was like, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
But that said, over the years, I mean, she was really fun on Big Brother.
She was really good on Big Brother. We had a really fun time going on her podcast.
Yeah, she seems pretty rad. So now I'm excited, but oh my God, please don't fuck this up. Please don't fuck this
up. She's only going to be on for like one scene. It'll be like a Jill Zarin thing, you know, like one scene, a test run.
Yeah, and they'll just give her a trial.
Okay.
Denise doesn't look very happy to see her, but she is hanging out with her. Wait, is she hanging out with her?
Yeah.
Look at the shade that Denise gives her as Brandy sits down. She's like,
I just don't feel like Denise feels very present. Like, I don't think Denise really knows what she's doing. I think she thought she was going to like a Chipotle. She's like, huh? Oh, there's Brandy. Why is she?
She's like, are you the new vegan shredded pork?
Are you the cilantro rice I ordered?
Yeah. Can I have you in a bowl? That would be great.
Thanks so much. Okay. Ready?
No.
Hey, girl, I'm wearing a wig tonight.
It's Halloween. Cut me some slack, Jack.
Cap the puss, honey.
You look a little bit like Snooki right now.
She's basically calling me her dog.
So a lot of costumes. A lot of costumes.
It's Halloween and all. So, yeah, first, Lisa Rinna is dressed like Mama D in red and black.
I'm really into Rinna in this wig. It's like a pixie wig, right? Would you say it's a pixie, like human resources wig?
It's her power meemaw hair for when she's a meemaw.
Yeah,
you know?
She looks good.
She's still got like 20 years to go. And then Erica is serving up some pink Marilyn hair, I guess.
Yeah.
What would you call that? Who cares? Okay. And then next is Kyle as a Playboy bunny. Which I feel like it's not really the right time to be a Playboy bunny.
Yeah, I just feel like...
you're maybe a couple of years late with that one. It's not as cool right now.
And Portia's just sitting there, like, fanning herself.
My God, that's Portia?
Yeah, Portia's just looking at her mom
totally
trying to get
Playboy bunny. Yeah, and then Kyle has her own style gay now, right? Who's that guy?
Look at that. He's a new gay. That. A new gay.
And then Lisa Rinna is dressed as... Erica Jane, which is she looks like vampire Erica Jane.
And then Erica Jane herself is now dressed as a member of Cats. She's like, I'm going to be really original. I'm going to wear leopard print and cat ears in my hair. No girl ever wears this costume ever on Halloween, I've been told.
You know it's sad when Dorit looks just like you next. She's like, I'm the other cat. Look at me. Me and you, kitty, kitty.
I'm Mrs. Mistopheles.
Usually Halloween is when people with hot bodies dress like sluts with cat ears. But this is Erica's time to actually dress like a total hooker, and she's wearing like a turtleneck bodysuit. What the hell?
I know. Dorit's cat thing is kind of hilarious. It's like the for some reason it's giving me a little bit of Ellen Green's hair in Little Shop of Horrors, but like silver platinum, and then there's just like a lot of like white puffy ears. And there's a bartender in the background like, oh God, I graduated from Juilliard to bartend to these bitches.
Then we see Lisa watching Dorit getting her hair done, and Lisa's like, I'm dressed like one of Muhammad's concubines, darling. A hidden room and a long flowy robe, get it? And then Dorit's like, I'm getting a ponytail on me. And Lisa tells her, you look like Snooki. And she meets her dog, Snooki.
Yeah. And it's like, oh. I wonder if that caftan is one of the ones that Kyle got them in Dubai.
Oh, it's very pretty. I wouldn't lay down in it, though. It's got a lot of jewels.
Yeah. I miss our Patricia caftans. Those were so comfortable.
I know. What the hell, Patricia? And we have to order some.
Yeah. All right, ready?
Bless it. Yeah.
You've been on this journey with me through the highs and lows.
Okay, so first that's Camille, who's talking to everyone, who looks bored, like, Camille, you're not even a real cast member. Stop making a toast.
Yeah. And then, God bless her heart, her house burns down, so we see some of that.
It's gone. I can't believe it. I'm gone.
I'm home now.
She doesn't want to sit and pretend to be nice to someone who has her over.
Erica's standing up for Dorit, which is weird.
Yeah, and she's like, she's so mad, she's making sort of like blowjob face. She's like, her mouth is like being her mouth is turning into an aggressive rectangle to match the rectangle reference from earlier.
Yeah, she's got a crazy look to her. She looks like Jane Krakowski in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
I feel like I'm also getting some.
She really does look exactly like her in Boz. It's weird.
I feel like I'm also getting like notes of what's her name, Wendy, from the Goldbergs. She was in Bridesmaids. Oh, Wendy.
McClendon Covey.
Yeah.
Well, so here's the thing with Erica. So the rumors have been, you know, that her marriage is on the rocks, that she doesn't live with Tom anymore. She's staying in that studio that she's been showing as her dance studio or whatever. Blah blah blah. And now she's doing the show to save her money and make an escape or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that personally, but I'm starting to, because I'm suspecting that she's giving Mikey her Botox needles and just being like, you do it, you know, saving some money, because one of her eyes is literally half closed right now.
That's true.
And it never opens again. It's like he totally missed.
So what did she say again?
She doesn't want to sit here and be nice to somebody who has fucked her over.
She might be talking about Kyle Richards, too. I feel like they're all going to rally towards Kyle's side.
And she has victim face. She's like, look at me, victim bangs.
Victim bangs.
I've got a teardropped bang hanging down the side of my face. I've been wronged.
Okay, I'm going to press play.
He's going to be a judge on our court for the rest of his f***ing life. And I know what it feels like to be wrongfully accused. Somebody was...
Oh, God. Rinna and Camille get into an argument about Brett Kavanaugh. This is going to be hilariously...
Oh, my God. Camille. I need Camille putting herself into every important discussion in America. I mean, that is hilarious. Lisa's like, he is going to be on our court for the rest of eternity until the earth ends and the apocalypse comes upon us. And Camille's like, I know what it's like to be unfairly accused.
I kept calendars too. Meanwhile, Kyle looks like she's naked at the end of the table. The flowers are blocking her dress, so we just see bare shoulders. Is anyone gonna look at me? I'm naked over here.
Yeah, Kyle. She's like, I've got charro hair, no clothes on. And Teddy's like, wow, I really like this chicken.
Wow, I'm keeping to my promise to eat low calorie tonight. I wonder what they're arguing about. And Lois is there too, by the way. Lois is wedged in between Dorit and, is that Camille's? No, it's not. I don't know who that lady is next to Lois.
Oh, you're right.
Is that Lois? I think it's Lois.
Yeah, it's Lois and Dorit. Is that Hagrid?
That's what I thought for a second.
I think it's Camille's really tall friend that I call Hagrid, just because she's really tall.
But there's no Camille there. Oh, there, of course
there is. Yeah, Camille's talking about...
I already blanked Camille out. I was like, no, silence, silence.
Yeah. And then there's somebody else there, too, another brunette talking to Hagrid. Maybe
it's
someone else's mom?
From afar, it looks like Bethany Frankel, but it's not.
It does. It looks like Bethany Frankel. Because
up close, she's an Asian lady.
It's like, what is this, Jell-O? Like, seriously, what are we eating right now? This is ridiculous.
Brett Kavanaugh? How about we talk about, like, Brett, can I have another glass of water, please? Okay.
Okay, let's keep, press play.
It was like to be wrongfully accused. Somebody was guilty by omission. I'm sure.
Okay.
Snapple.
Lisa Vanderpump talking to Dorit and to Kyle. It's a summit of the three. Kyle is ready to play because they're clearly at Villa Rosa, and Kyle is wearing all pink to be like, no, I'm pinky now.
Not only that, but I'm hot pink.
Yeah. So,
bitch.
So Lisa holds up these texts from Teddy, And people on the internet have pointed out that if you look at the way Teddy's name is written in Lisa's contacts when she printed it out, it says Teddy Mellencamp, and then there's a poop emoji.
Is that true?
I would actually not be surprised if it was like horse riding. I'm going to actually look up the horse riding emoji because people on the internet are going crazy over it.
My God, I have to see this. Hold on, I took a screenshot. Let me enlarge.
I'm gonna look up horse riding emoji. If my phone is like not detecting my fingers, it's like, who is touching?
It also looks like the snake. There's a snake emoji, but it's not colored, and it's a color printout.
Okay, I'm going to sports.
I don't think it's a poop emoji because it only has the swirl on the left side, the middle swirl, and the right side it doesn't have it. I would say if it's any emoji, it's the snake. But the snake is green.
Here's the thing. An argument could be made for the horse riding emoji because that's what Teddy does. And you could sort of...
Oh, it is a horse riding emoji. I'm going to look at my phone too. You guys, this is very important. So just be patient.
We're doing forensic emoji searching. Yeah, because we don't want Lisa Vanderpump to be falsely accused of putting a poop emoji after Teddy Mellencamp's name.
Oh, God. Where would we find the horse riding emoji, though? I put horse and they just gave me a horse.
You have to go into the sports and activity section.
Oh, I'd never even been in that.
You know the soccer ball section?
I mean, I'm smileys it's and people, animals and nature.
No, you have to keep going.
But did you see the snake one? I know that's probably not it, but just so you see what I mean. But I don't think it's a snake one either because the snake has a longer neck.
After this is done, we're going to go back and we're going to, because maybe in motion, I'm going to play it right now. You'll hear it again.
I have activity.
Somebody was guilty by omission. I'm sure
it was.
It is the horse. I think it's the horse. I think you're right. It's the horse riding. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Or maybe
a
bicyclist.
It doesn't look like it that. God, it's just hard to tell you guys.
I'll tell you one thing.
It's so hard
I don't think it's the poop. At the very least, I don't think it's the poop anymore.
I'm going to say it's the horse riding. I'm going to go with you. I hate that's the answer because I would like a poop emoji more.
Yeah. Now, can we read her text? It says, your resume. Yes. I'm sorry. No.
Because
Teddy says everything. She goes, something
it says,
me today.
You need to call me today. Everything okay? Whenever you're free, girl, you're going to die. And she
calling
gets
now.
Calling now.
Hi,
and then
Teddy
Lisa
the
wrote
phone.
In a note that said she phones Teddy or something, so we would know why the text.
I just can't. It's, Lisa says something like, "I just can't."
Says,
text.
I can read it. Do you want me to read it to you?
She goes, Does she say, "I just can't text"? I just can't.
Yeah. And then after their phone call, she writes, Teddy writes, I'm in total shock. That is insane, XXX. I feel sad for her kids and that poor dog. And then Lisa in all caps says, I know.
Narcissistic behavior at its finest. I'm Teddy.
So that's all we see. Lisa's printed this on, poster board.
Yes, with her low percentage battery also. Yeah, so she's presenting the evidence about this situation. Clearly something about the dog, about the kids and the dog. We'll see. Okay,
yeah, so then she's saying, somebody has lied by omission.
She's getting to the bottom of it. And you can tell she's angry. She's wearing dark blue indigo. So she's she's not in the mood. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Omission. I'm sure it was very annoying that I made a good point.
Teddy. I'm sure it was very annoying. I made a good point.
And of course, Dorit's so annoying that she's wearing a t-shirt of Boy George, and she's trying to like match what Boy George is doing.
Yeah.
He's got his hands out, and she's got her hands out. Do I look like Boy?
She's like, now listen here, girl. I'm Boy. You will listen to me. Not only am I Boy George, I'm thin young Boy George.
You give me fever. Fever. Yeah, okay. A season of lies. Okay, we're back to this text. Now what's funny is because now the lies, they did really big, but they're like, oh, it's too big. Can you squash that down? So whereas unbelievable was like squashed horizontally, this one's squashed vertically. Which is funny to me.
Yes. I love your font shaming.
It's important. Okay, ready?
That is a lie.
It's not a f***ing lie, Kim.
Okay. I'm done. I kind of feel like
Okay, we have to talk. Kim Richards.
Kim Richards. Okay. Oh, I thought that was a zombie next to a blonde lady.
No, it's actually... No, the blonde lady is Kim Richards. The zombie, that might be Teddy.
I thought Kim Richards was trying to eat Denise's brain. She's like, get out of here, Denise. You look like a good little bar nut.
Yeah, I think that's Teddy as the lady from the Suicide Squad or Cameron Westcott. And then you've got... Yeah, Kim's just... I think she just, like, wandered in. She's just wearing her little, like, a pinstripe ensemble.
Yeah, she's like, I got a striped hat on. Tell me about that, Mickey Rooney.
And Denise is like, again, like, wait, what does Denise say?
Because Kim tells her, that's a lie. Listen here, Bette Midler. And she's like, it is not a lie. And I'm not Bette Midler. She's like, I'm not even tracking you, shooting 20. And she leaves.
I think Denise Richards has a ring in her hair, by the way. And Dorit with her little kitty cat. Like, well, there's the variation. Yeah. Okay, we have two more kitty cats here. We've got Dorit's kitty cat, which, again, it's white kitty cat. She did, like, the perfunctory, like, whiskers and dot on her nose. But then
I'm a cat who likes Chanel belt.
Yeah, I was about to say she has a Chanel belt. And then you got Camille, who is dressed sort of like a Catwoman, and she's just shaking her head like, so upsetting.
Yeah. And Kim's like, you're a liar. And she just, like, gives her the hand and walks
Kim's
off.
Like, you're not Marie Antoinette. I know. That's a lie. It's a lie. It's like, no, Kim, it's a costume party. It's okay.
I feel like this is how Denise looks when she rolls out of bed every day.
Yeah.
She just, like, came to this party.
Yeah. Her hair just gets big and 18th century. Okay.
I kind of feel like the two of you are in cahoots.
Okay.
Who's Erica coming for? I'm liking this.
Because Erica
again. Erica again is in Mrs. Girardi clothes. She's like, look at me. Classy clothes, classy hair. Don't talk about my underwear because I'm Mrs. Girardi.
Now listen here. I think the two of you are in cahoots.
Oh, she's telling Teddy because she's saying Lisa and Teddy are in cahoots.
Probably against Dorit. And then, I don't know, but Teddy's like, I'm Teddy. And then Kyle is just giving a face like, well, let me see. I'm showing you my watch, which is very expensive, and I also color coordinated with the centerpiece. So who's in cahoots with who?
And I still insist on wearing sizes 3 too small, even though I'm thin already. Like, why do you do that to yourself?
Yeah, Erica looks like she is having her own version of Clue. She's like, I brought you here to this mansion because I am Mr. Body. Mr. Body, I don't give a fuck.
Yes, batch and order match.
And then Teddy, it's a close-up of Teddy being like, oh my god, she's being mean to me again. I'm Teddy.
Teddy's like, I have a double Excedrin headache.
I took Nuprin, which is supposed to be little, yellow, different, better. Turns out it's just little, yellow, different, and just different.
When I have a headache, I put one hand to my temple. When I have a double Excedrin headache, I put two hands to my temples. I'm Teddy.
I'm all in on my headache. Okay.
You're a f***ing liar. Goodbye, Kyle.
Whoa.
Meanwhile, Ken is in a musical.
You're a fucking liar. Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
You're a fucking liar.
I have never seen Ken yell like that. You're a fucking liar, Kyle. What does Kyle say?
Do you not remember 2 years ago when James said when Ken said to James, "I'll knock you spark out, spark
out."
Yeah,
but he's like, "I'll knock you spark out, kid." But he wasn't like,
"I'll knock you spark out."
Well, goodbye, Kyle. Well, goodbye. Kyle.
Liar. Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Season of Heartbreak. Now we're back to squished tall fonts.
Okay. Season of Heartbreak and non-resizable fonts.
A season of terrible fonts.
You're a little snake. Let's figure out who the mean girl really is.
Ooh, Camille.
Oh my God. You guys, this is why you don't talk politics with your friends. Because you'll get a Camille in your face.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love cross-eyed Camille. She is just so crazy looking. Look at her and just look at her right in Rena's face, cross-eyed. Mm-hmm. Not even just cross-eyed. One eye is looking down and one eye is looking kind of up. And she's like, let's see who the mean girls are now, Rena.
I feel bad because Camille's hair looks so good, but it's really Rena's hair that steals the show. Like, I would not argue with Rena when she has that hair. Like, Rena is like, I sort of feel like an assassin right now. So don't mess with me, baby.
Why would you be mad at me? I even came dressed like a Fox News reporter just to make you like me.
Meanwhile, there's like a sort of hot guy in the background just staring at Camille, which I like.
A sort of hot guy?
He seems like he could be hot. I have to wait till he's not blurred out.
It looks like PK's little brother.
Ew, you ruined it for
me. Would you like me to manage you? All right, let's fast forward a bit.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that guy. I'm not talking about the PK man. No, there's a guy earlier who's hotter.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. I don't care. Okay. Yeah, oh, wait. Not worth let me it. See. Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Better than the fake PK guy. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I love you.
How can you say you love me?
Well, I actually don't.
Dorit. I love when Dorit just like can't understand that a moment is totally fake and tries to push it. Like, oh, well, yeah. It's the truth.
What'd you say? See me later? You seen me right now?
Something's weird going. I feel like this scene where she says, you're right, I don't love you. It looks like it's like backstage. Like there's like a PA sitting there. There's like a camera set up.
Well, they're in a restaurant.
They're in Punk.
Oh, that's true. I don't know what that is.
There must have been a like a little picture booth. Camera. Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's James's DJ station or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Love you. How can you say you love me?
Well, I actually don't.
I'm not responsible for Lisa Vanderpump's actions.
Ooh, Kyle's really mad because she's wearing pendulums.
Yes.
She's wearing. Kyle, yeah. She's wearing two dangling testicles.
Oh, God. And she's also gotten her Botox in the middle of her forehead, and it's forced the veins on this, like, the middle side of her forehead. Yeah. Or she's been laying face down on a couch. I can't really tell.
And she's also doing this thing with her fingers like, Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Marron. Like,
Mamma Mia, here we go again. Yeah, those pendulums are hilarious. I wish she wore those in that tiny little car. She'd be like, ow, 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 ow.
Clunk, 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 clunk.
That's not friendship. That's bullshit.
I'm not going to say what a f***ing bitch she was. They said it.
You know what? I don't care what you people say about Lisa Vanderpump. This is why I still like her.
Yeah.
Everything in here, I'm already on her side. I don't care. And this is going to be a rough season to recap because people are going to hate my guts.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling I'm going to be a stan.
That's okay. That's part of being a stan, is taking a stand.
That's right. Yeah. Stephen King's The Stan. Yeah. When a middle-aged gay person sitting in his kitchen couldn't give up his obsession with Lisa Vanderpump when the entire internet was against him.
Well, on that note, that brings us to an end of this Beverly Hills trailer extravaganza. Thank you all for listening. Go to watchcrappins.com and buy tickets to our shows, please. And what else is there, Ronnie?
I don't know. I'm just glad to be back in the new year.
Yeah.
This was super fun. We will be back for the rest of the week and back to normal now. We sure missed you guys.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Bye.